With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A senior Hezbollah figure has reportedly been killed in an Israeli drone attack.
The Israeli airstrike killed the elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon on Monday, the latest in an escalating exchange of strikes along the border that's raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. The strike on an SUV killed a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border, according to a Lebanese security official who spoke on condition of anonymity, according to regulations. Hezbollah has identified the slain figure as Wissam al-Tawil without providing details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has opened his third day of meetings in an urgent Mideast diplomatic mission, enlisting key Arab leaders in a push to keep that war contained. Russia has launched its latest barrage of hypersonic and cruise missiles against Ukrainian targets, striking near the front lines of fighting in the east as well as in central and western parts of the country. At least four civilians reported killed and at least 30 injured. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says a winter storm will hit the center of the nation, bringing a lot of snow with it.
We have potential for another pretty broad area of 8 to 12 inches from eastern, southeastern Colorado, western Kansas, through eastern Nebraska, large portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, northwestern Illinois, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan. So a very highly impactful event coming forward.
Orovic also says there's a pretty impactful storm headed for the Pacific Northwest and the northern Rockies. Blizzard warnings will be issued. The Dow is down 47 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 212. This is SRN News. Abortion may be on the Florida ballot this fall.
A group that calls itself Floridians Protecting Freedom says it has gathered enough signatures to put an abortion amendment before the people in November. The measure seeks to enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution, putting it beyond the reach of lawmakers to limit the procedure. However, it's going to be a heavy lift. Florida law requires a 60% majority vote for any referendum to pass, and polls indicate a majority of residents are pro-life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has been courting social conservative and evangelical Christians in Iowa, and that's expected to pay dividends in the looming caucuses. Evangelicals are seen as the most influential group in Iowa, and they have become a key part of Mr. Trump's coalition. The former president has been emphasizing his endorsements from faith leaders and success in seating three Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The National Transportation Safety Board says a door plug from a Boeing jetliner that experienced an in-flight blowout over Oregon has been located now.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland. Investigators will examine the 26-by-40-inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air pulled insulation from the walls and ripped the headset off the co-pilot, who had been in the cockpit with a closed door. I'm Donna Warder.
A steep budget deficit caused by plummeting tax revenues and escalating school voucher costs will top the agenda as the Republican-controlled Arizona legislature returns for a new session in the state capitol. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.